It's Forces Radio BFBS with Natasha, and joining me now is the Aldershot Garrison Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Mac McGregor. It's a big couple of months for the sporting calendar.
It certainly is, Natasha. We've had Army football, which was very good. Watching the Army beat the RAF in Aldershot was great. And we've got more to come. We've got rugby on the 19th of April at 1700 hours. We've got the Army versus the RAF. And that's a crucial match because the RAF have already beaten the Navy. So this is a crucial match for the Army. So really looking forward to that one.
It definitely will be an interesting match to watch. Now, I've also heard that you've been having school liaison meetings.
Yes, we do. We have a quarterly liaison meeting with all the local schools where we try and get issues from the families, and then we take them to the schools and work out how we can best operate with the schools to make sure that service families are looked after, or service children are looked after within those schools. And recently we had one of the topics covered was road safety. So we were able to say to the school that with Hampshire County Council and the police, we've held a couple of meetings to look at the safety on garrison roads. And that was quite fruitful, also because, of course, there's a new school coming to Aldershot. That school's due in September 18. So with Granger, our commercial partner here, we've been looking at making sure that the access to those schools is safe for any families travelling to them.
Definitely an exciting development. And you've also been doing some Survey Monkey. So how's that been going?
Well, we mentioned this last time. We said we were looking at Survey Monkeys, and we sort of had a bit of a think about it. And the world, according to Garrison Headquarters, is probably not the best start point for that work. So the three issues we were looking at, as I mentioned last time, was housing, welfare provision, and communications with families. And then we thought, well, the best way to develop this piece of work is actually with the families. So what we did was we got a group of spouses in, we had a discussion with them, and we're now in the process of developing a series of Survey Monkeys to help us better understand what the welfare provision should look like from an Aldershot perspective. But what we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to roll out a thing called Hampshire Alerts. And this is where a system that the police use, where any sort of incidents or anything going on, what we can do is inform military families of those issues through this Hampshire Alert system. So that's being trialled at the moment and it's coming to fruition. So what we plan on doing is giving a briefing to the families to explain to them how that's going to work and how they can sign up to this Hampshire Alerts.
Sounds fantastic. Now, I know that you are very much into your sport, and last month we had sport relief.
We certainly did, and somebody very kindly volunteered me for a rowing session on late on a Friday afternoon with another meeting after that, so I turned up rather sweaty, but it was really good. And we, I think from that event alone, as a garrison, we raised £75, but that was through Aspire. So Aspire sort of set it up in the garrison gym, and they invited lots of people down to sort of participate. Anyone going into the gym was press ganged into jumping on a rowing machine, so they did really well and raised some good money for sport relief. But of course we're looking to next year now and seeing how we can maybe get more people involved in a sport relief effort from the garrison.
I'm sure we can come up with a good idea for you. Just to take on some sort of a challenge.
I'm sure we can.
Now, I also hear that you're developing a welfare symposium.
Yeah, we spoke about this, and what we sort of mentioned to the spouses was what we'd quite like is for them to give us some feedback about, you know, who should be at that, you know, if we can identify some key speakers that they think would be really useful. So that's a piece of work that we need to push on with that now, just to make sure we've got all our ducks in a row. But it seems to be something that, yes, the spouses and local organisations that would like to speak at it are quite keen on. So, yeah, dates to follow, but yeah, it should be coming to fruition soon.
And you've also been meeting up with the councils.
Yes, we have an excellent working relationship with Rushmore Borough Council. We meet them very regularly and any issues are always communicated. But we visited families in Church Crookham and military families there and sort of, you know, realised that actually Heart Council are also involved. So we've had a couple of really good productive meetings with Heart Council and developing that sort of arena with RAF Odium to make sure that we're, you know, taking into consideration what the families are. Because, of course, the families that we support also support RAF Odium. So it was a really productive meeting.